We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Chol HaMoed, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Dalet. Nimtza she'ikar kedushas yontif hu hisgalus haratzoin shenisgala biyontif, shehakol misnaheg rak kiratzonius borach levad, al yidei ha'oisois v'hamoifsim nairoim she'osim on Hashem isborach b'chol yontif yontif. So therefore, one of the main themes of yontif is this hisgalus haratzoin, that yontif is a time that broadcasts Rotzayin Hashem, that on Yontif is revealed that everything that takes place in the world is only through Rotzayin Hashem, as we saw in the remarkable miracles, the awesome miracles that Hashem did on each one of these holidays. Kemavur b'maimer anal, as Rabbein Azal explains in the Torah and Likutei Moran, Torah Dalet and Likutei Moran Tanina, that this halach is based on. Vaydeze nizbatlin kol hamalochis b'yontif. And when there is his galus haratzoin, then there's bitul malacha. There's no need to do malacha. Because Rabbein Azal explains over there, as we said earlier, that leads to a yira, which is a keli into which to receive the full measure of the chesed of Hashem. And when we're getting the full measure of the chesed of Hashem, we don't have to do any work. All the work is done for us by others. V'zeh b'chinas chol hamoed. This is the concept of chol hamoed. Kimavur b'maimer anal shaydei tztoko machnien meitzach hanochosh. Because in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Rabbein Azal explains that by giving tztoko, we're able to be machnia, to subdue the meitzach hanochosh, shehu shoyresh chochmas hateva, which is the root of where the chochmas hateva draws its power from. Vaydeze nizgale horotzoin al yidei yontif. And when we're machnia, the meitzach hanochosh, the shorosh chochmas hateva, then there is revealed the rotzayin. Aval afal pikein imadayin hisgalas harotzayin eino yichozok. But Rabbein Azal tells us over there that if the hisgalas harotzayin isn't very strong, azay yochoy lachzor ulehis oirer b'chinas chochmas hateva, then even though we subdue the chochmas hateva once, it can come back again and make problems. Valze moil gamkein tztoka. And chas v'shalom, if that happens, tztoka helps for that also. Shaydei tztoka nischazek hisgalus harotzoin. Because through tztoka, that strengthens the hisgalus harotzoin. Rabbein Azal tells us over there that tztoka is synonymous with rotzoin. We know that when the Torah speaks about giving charity, it says, kol nediv leiv, every person who has a good desire, a benevolent desire, a desire to give, yivieho es trumas Hashem, shall bring the gift for Hashem. So we see that that's what tztoka is. Tztoka is an expression of rotzoin toiv. So tztoka is also his galus harotzoin. Now Rav Nosson Zalei asks, but hold on a second. V'lechoyra hadofer tamua, there seems to be a question here. Me'achar sheyesh koyach lahatztoko lachnia legamri chochmas hateva, u'lechazei korotzin legamri. Since you're telling me that tztoko has the power to completely subdue the chochmas hateva and to strengthen the rotzoin all the way, because when Rabbein Azal describes the whole chain of events in that chapter in Likutei Moran, at the end also he comes back to tztoka, that tztoka is the key. Im kein madua lo nistakin hakol bepam echad levad, dahinu al yedei tztoka roi lizkois tekef lahachnia chochmas hateva ulechazek harotzoin tekef. Then if that's the case, hold on a second. Rabbein Azal, in the chain of events that he mentions there, tztoka comes up towards the beginning, and then it comes up again, let's say, six steps later. Rav Nosson Zal says, if tztoka is the key over here and over there, how come right away in the beginning, how come the tztoka doesn't solve the problem completely? How come it has to come up twice? Once at this point, and then again all the way at the end. Why isn't it all corrected b'pam echad levad? Dahainu, ayidei tzedakah roi lizkois tekef lahachnia chochmas hateva. It would seem, based on that chapter in the Qumran, that through tzedakah we should be able to subdue completely the chochmas hateva, ulechazek harotzain tekef, and to be able to give full power to rotzain, me'achar shekol hatikin b'tchil v'soif hakol ayidei tzedakah. V'noma lama nechlak hatikin l'shnayim. Why is the tikkun split into two parts over there in the chapter in Likutei Moran? Shebetchila machnien chochmas hateva. First, Rabbeinu Zal says, we have to subdue the chochmas hateva. V'nizgala harotzoin, and to reveal the rotzoin. Then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to say, avol yuchol liyoyz shadayin harotzoin eino chozok. But it's possible that the rotzoin isn't strong enough to stand up to all the opposition. Utzrichen lach zer v'litein tzedakah. Therefore, we have to give tzedakah again. Why isn't all accomplished on that first shot? Rav Nosson Zal says, you know what? I'll show you a parallel from Chol HaMoed. Shebetchila hu yontif, v'achar kach hu yontif, u'beintayim hu Chol HaMoed. We start off with yontif, we finish with yontif, and then in the middle there's Chol HaMoed. V'chol zehu toiva gedoyla me'Hashem isborach. And this is all a tremendous gift from Hashem. It's a tremendous benefit in this. She'choshev machshovois l'validach mimenu nidoch. That Hashem is always thinking to find ways that nobody should be rejected. Nobody should be left out. Alkein neschale katikun l'shnayim kanal. That's why the tikkun is split into two parts. Kiyesh neshamois nefulois shenitfesu gamkein betuusim elu shel chachmi ateva. Because there are Jewish neshamois that have fallen into the mistakes of these chachmois hateva, these secular scientists who don't believe in Hashem, they don't believe in the Gemara, they don't believe in the Torah, they believe in their scientific information only. Shehem chayois royois Shem Chayois Roz Shedorsim Vetorfim Rabim Ibn Amenu. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there that these Chachmei Hateva, these scientists, Rabbeinu Zal refers to them as wild animals who tear and shred many of our people. Kemavur Shamamaimar Anal, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likutei Moran, Ayin Sham, look over there. Vayidei Shenizgale Horotzin Al Yidei Hatzdoka. And by a Jew giving tzedakah properly to the right place, with the right intention, in the right manner, and revealing rotzoin, al yidei zeh mesaknim umalim gam oisam shenavoichu venisu beilo atusim. By doing that, we're able to correct and elevate those neshamos that have strayed and that have fallen into these kinds of mistakes. Kimavur sham besoif, as is explained over there at the end of that chapter in the Likutei Moran, al maima rabbeisenu regarding the Gemara that says, have a tzipri malichon badon, we had salted poultry with us, uparchiluhu, and then they flew away. Ayin sham, look how Rabbeinu Zal explains that Gemara over there in Likutei Moran. Ubishvil tikun elu haneshamois hanefulois anal, and in order to correct those fallen neshamois, Tzrichin behechrik, sheyischale katikun l'shnayim kanal. That's why it has to be that the tikkun has to be split into two parts. Sheachar shezoichin lahachnia chochmas hatev al yidei tzedakah, once we've succeeded in weakening science through our power of tzedakah, shayidei zeh nishma koil hakriya shel yontif shemegala rotzayin, which allows the proclamation, the announcement of the Kiddush of Yontif to ring forth, which is Megala Rotzain, which broadcasts to the world this fact that everything is only Rotzain Hashem, Afal Pikein Adayin Yecholim Lahatel Sofek. It's still possible for these scientists to inject doubt into the minds of people. Im Ein HaRotzain Chozok Adayin, if the Rotzain is not powerful enough, V'oz tzrichin lachzor v'lasik b'tikun zeh litein tzedakah. That's when we have to go back and again be involved in this tikkun of giving tzedakah, lechazek hisgalus harotzim kanal. The first time it was to weaken the chochmas hateva. The second time it's to strengthen, to give power to the hisgalus harotzim. Ve'oz daiko bein tikkun letikkun, oz oiskin lesakin ulahalois elu hanashomois hanafulois. And Rav Nosson Zal says it's in between these two steps. After we've been machnia the chochmas hateva, and before we've succeeded in broadcasting these galus rotzin fully, it's at that point that we're able to address the problem of these neshamos nefulois and to be able to be mesakin them. Ki koidem akol, because all the way in the beginning, koidem shemaschil hatikun shel hachnoas meitzach hanochosh shoyrish chochmas hateva, before we've begun the tikkun of weakening the meitzach hanochosh, the source where this chochmas hateva draws from, bevadai ef sherlasik bitikunam. At that point, we certainly cannot deal with being mesakin those fallen neshamos, ki hem noflu v'navoichu moed, because they have fallen and they're very perplexed, they're very troubled, they're very far. And it's definitely impossible and for a person to go to lower himself to them, lahaloisam, in order to elevate them, kolz man shaloi hischil lahachnia meitzach hanochosh hanizker leil, so long as the person has not succeeded in weakening the meitzach hanochosh. Aval achar shehichnia meitzach hanochosh, but after the person did that first step, he weakened the meitzach hanochosh in a substantial way. V'nichna v'nishpal chochmas hateva, and he weakened and lowered and humbled the chochmas hateva, oz efshar lahoyred atzmei aleihem, then it's permissible and it's the right time to lower himself to those neshamos, lahaloisam ulesaknam, to elevate them and to correct whatever needs to be corrected by them. V'alkein choshev Hashem Yisborach machshovois, that's why kaviochol Hashem gave deep thought to this. V'sibeiv sibois barachmov, and Hashem worked out all kinds of circumstances through His infinite kindness. Sheyir lehem oid eze koyach lachzor lehisoyro lahatel sofei kanal, that these forces at a sitra achra should have the ability to try to make a comeback. Afal pi shekvar nichnu, even though they've been given a blow, they've been humbled. Kolzman shelo nischazek hisgalus harotzin kanal, so long as the hisgalus harotzin isn't at full strength, those forces at a sitra achra could still try to make a comeback. Why? Kedei shayidei ze shechoyzrim voiskim betikun ze shel hisgalus harotzin, so that by us being involved once again, putting in special effort to bring about this hisgalus harotzin, that gives us an opportunity to rescue and to save and to fix all of those neshamos who have fallen into these problems of chochmas hateva, you know, lack of emunah in Hashem and the Torah Shebal Peh. Ki achshav daiko yecholim lesaknom ol aleisim, because now is the perfect time to elevate them and to correct them, me'acha shekvar hichniu v'shpilu chochmas hateva kanal. But once we've already dealt a powerful blow to chochmas hateva, before the hisgalus harotzin is fully in place, that's the opportunity to go down and rescue. Rav Nosson Zal is presenting this lahavdil, like a real battle, like a real war. Just like in a real war, you need a general, you need leaders who know the Seder. In a real war, usually it's not bang and the war is over. It's the general who knows the 5 or 6 steps that you need. Step 1, this will prepare this and this. Step 2, will handle this and this. Step 3, once we go in that way, step 4, we'll be able to rescue the prisoners of war, those who are kept. Step 5, we finish them off. If we finish them off before we rescue, then chas v'shalom, we lose our prisoner. All the people that we left there are finished. That's not the Seder. The Seder isn't wipe them out in one blow. The Seder is a blow here, a blow there, and pick the right moment to go in and save whoever you want to save. Then, after you save them, go final cleanup. And that's how Rav Nosson Zal explains what Rabbeinu Zal showed there in Likutei Moran.